Greetings, readers. Welcome to the February edition of Library News. The Iowa Department for the Blind is hosting a display table in the Rotunda of the Capitol on Monday, February 20th, during the 2023 Legislative Open House. We are looking for positive feedback from clients, patrons, students, and family members to include in a video that will play in a loop during this event. This feedback can be a short video or audio recording from your phone or a written comment. Please include your first name, age, county in which you reside, and brief statement on how the Iowa Department for the Blind and or the library have benefited you or a family member. You may send this feedback via email to library@blind.state.ia.us or call 515-281-1323. You can choose to remain anonymous in the video that plays at the Capitol, but if you choose to provide positive comments, you will be asked to sign a release. Please send your comments or feedback by February 10th. If you are interested in attending the Legislative Open House on the 20th or have questions, please contact Connie Mendenhall at 515-981-8397.
We are excited for this year's Braille Challenge and have some exciting grant and activity opportunities. The 2023 Iowa Regional Braille Challenge will be held at the Iowa Department for the Blind on Saturday, February 25th, with a snow day of Saturday, March 4th. The theme for this year is Braille, Let the Sun Shine In. Students also have the option to test remotely with their TVI or paraeducator. This year, we are excited to provide again a new Braille Challenge category called the Foundational Category. This category encourages children to participate from any grade level, kindergarten through grade 12, who are at any reading and writing level, or who are brand new to Braille. We are also excited to offer lodging at no cost to families, travel reimbursement of $50 for families who live more than 50 miles from Des Moines, free parking during the event, and lunch for participants and their families. And following the Braille Challenge, join us for the IDB STEM Fest from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in partnership with South Central Iowa Region of the Governor's STEM Council. This event is open to the public and will include STEM activities and demonstrations. All hands-on activities, demos, and materials are made with the principles of universal design in mind. This promises to be a fun day. For the most up-to-date information about the Braille Challenge, visit the Braille Challenge page on the IMC blog at idbimclibrary.blog. Last month was the beginning of our new program, Peek-A-Box. Peek-A-Box offers patrons who subscribe a monthly box of books and goodies just for them. Each month, patrons in the program will receive a special box filled with books, audio or Braille or large print, and goodies centered around a theme. Books to borrow and goodies to keep. It's never too late to sign up. Call the library today to get started.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. Long Shadows, DB110795, by David Balducci. When Amos Decker is called to South Florida to investigate a double homicide, the case appears straightforward. A federal judge and her bodyguard have been found dead, the judge's face sporting a blindfold with two eye holes crudely cut out, a clear sign that she'd made one too many enemies over her years on the bench. What at first seems cut and dry is anything but. Not only did the judge have more enemies than Decker can count, from violent gang members, drug dealers, and smugglers, to a resentful ex-husband, but the bodyguard presents additional conundrums that muddy the waters even further. Who was the real target in this vicious attack? Meanwhile, Decker must contend with a series of unsettling changes, including a new partner, Special Agent Frederica Freddy White, and a devastating event that brings Decker's own tragic past back to the present and forces him to reckon with his future. As potential witnesses start disappearing, Decker and White are inexorably pulled down a twisted tunnel of secrets, crimes, and scandal, at the end of which lies Decker's deadliest threat yet. No Plan B, a Jack Reacher novel, DB110537, by Lee Child and Andrew Child. In Girardsville, Colorado, a woman dies under the wheels of a moving bus. The death is ruled a suicide, but Jack Reacher saw what really happened. A man in a gray hoodie and jeans, moving stealthily, pushed the victim to her demise, before swiftly grabbing the dead woman's purse and strolling away. When another homicide is ruled an accident, Reacher knows this is no coincidence. With a killer on the loose, Reacher has no time to waste to track down those responsible. But Reacher is unaware that these crimes are part of something much larger and far more reaching. An arsonist out for revenge, a foster kid on the run, a cabal of powerful people involved in a secret conspiracy with many moving parts. There is no room for error, but they make a grave one. They don't consider Reacher a threat. There's too much at stake to start running from shadows. But Reacher isn't a shadow. He's flesh and blood, and relentless when it comes to making things right. For when the threat is Reacher, there is no plan B. Righteous Prey, DB 110634, by John Sanford. We're going to murder people who need to be murdered. So begins a press release from a mysterious group known only as The Five. Shortly after a vicious predator is murdered in San Francisco, The Five is made up of vigilante killers who are very bored and very rich. They target the worst of society, rapists, murderers, and thieves, and then use their unlimited resources to offset the damage done by those who they've killed, donating untraceable Bitcoin to charities and victims via the dark net. The Five soon become popular figures in the media, though their motives may not be entirely pure. After the Five strike again in the Twin Cities, Virgil Flowers and Lucas Davenport are sent in to investigate, and they soon have their hands full. The killings are smart and carefully choreographed, and with no apparent direct connection to the victims, the killers are virtually untraceable. But if anyone can destroy this group, it will be the dynamic team of Davenport and Flowers. Distant Thunder, DB 110630, by Stuart Wood. During an intense storm in Dark Harbor, Maine, a perplexing murder lands a dead man on Stone Barrington's doorstep. As secrets swirl around this mystery man's identity, Stone quickly sets out to unravel a web of cunning misdirections and lies. Soon enough, he is embroiled in an elaborate game of cat and mouse between the CIA and nefarious foreign forces, including a bewitching new companion who comes under his protection. But when Stone's actions draw the attention of an old enemy, one who will stop at nothing to prevent the truth from getting out, Stone realizes he may have finally met his match. The 620 Man, DB 109013, by David Balducci. Every day, without fail, Travis Devine puts on a cheap suit, grabs his faux leather briefcase, and boards the 620 commuter train to Manhattan, where he works as an entry-level analyst at the city's most prestigious investment firm. In the mornings, he gazes out the train window at the lavish homes of the uber-wealthy, dreaming about joining their ranks. In the evenings, he listens to the fiscal news on his phone, already preparing for the next grueling day in the cutthroat realm of finance. Then one morning, Devine's tedious routine is shattered by an anonymous email. She is dead. Sarah Hughes, Devine's coworker and former girlfriend, has been found hanging in a storage room of his office building, presumably a suicide, at least for now, prompting the NYPD to come calling on him. If that wasn't enough, before the day is out, Devine receives another ominous visit, a confrontation that threatens to dredge up grim secrets from his past in the Army unless he participates in a clandestine investigation into his firm. This treacherous role will take him from the impossibly glittering lives he once saw only through a train window to the darkest corners of the country's economic halls of power, where something rotten lurks. And apart from this high-stakes conspiracy, there's a killer out there with their own agenda, and Devine is the bullseye.
The best is yet to come. DB 109039 by Debbie McComber. A new beginning in charming Oceanside, Washington is exactly what Hope Godwin needs after the death of her twin brother. There are plenty of distractions, like her cozy cottage with the slightly nosy landlords next door, and a brewing drama among her students at the local high school. Even having settled quickly into the community, Hope still feels something is missing. That is, until her landlords convince her to volunteer at their animal shelter. There she meets Shadow, a rescue dog that everyone has given up on. But true to her name, Hope believes he's worth saving. Like Shadow, shelter volunteer Cade Lincoln Jr. is suffering with injuries most can't see. A wounded ex-Marine, Cade identifies with Shadow, assuming they are both beyond help. Hope senses that what they each need is someone to believe in them, and she has a lot of love to give. As she gains Shadow's trust, Hope notices Cade begins to open up as well. Finding the courage to be vulnerable again, Cade and Hope take steps toward a relationship, and Hope finally begins to feel at peace in her new home. But Hope's happiness is put to the test when Cade's past conflicts resurface, and Hope becomes embroiled in the escalating situation at the high school. Love and compassion are supposed to heal all wounds, but are they enough to help Hope and Cade overcome the pain of their past and the obstacles in the way of a better future? Swept Away, DBC-27204 by Robin Carr. After discovering the dead body of her wealthy boyfriend's wife, Jennifer Chase escapes to a nearby town where she takes a job as a waitress and meets the man of her dreams, forcing her to make a difficult decision. Shattered, DB-109029 by James Patterson and James O'Born. NYPD Master Homicide Investigator Michael Bennett and top FBI Abduction Specialist Emily Parker have a history. Working case after case, each can predict the other's next move. So when she fails to show up at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., Bennett risks venturing far outside his jurisdiction. The investigation he undertakes is the most brilliant detective work of his career, and the most intensely personal. A portrait begins to emerge of a woman as adept at keeping secrets as forging powerful connections. A woman whose enemies had both the means and the motives to silence the real Emily Parker and her protectors. An Innocent Client, DB-106821 by Scott Pratt. Joe Dillard is jaded from his years as a criminal defense lawyer. He wants to quit, but he can't resist the chance to represent someone who might actually be innocent. Issues with his family, including a sister addicted to drugs and a parent with Alzheimer's, compound his issue, violence and strong language. Murder on Cape Cod, DB-109692 by Maddie Day. A Cape Cod shop owner and her book club must find a crafty killer in this charming new series from the Agatha-nominated author of the Country Store Mystery Series. Summer is busy season for Mackenzie, Mac, Almeida's bicycle shop, nestled in the quaint seaside hamlet of West Ham, Massachusetts. She's expecting an influx of tourists at Mac's Bikes. Instead, she discovers the body of Jake Lacey. Mac can't imagine anyone stabbing the down-on-his-luck handyman. However, the authorities seem to think Mac is a strong suspect after she was spotted arguing with Jake just hours before his death. Mac knows she didn't do it, but she does recognize the weapon, her brother Derek's fishing knife. Mac's only experience with murder investigations is limited to the cozy mysteries she reads with her local book group, The Cozy Capers. So to clear her name, and maybe her brother's too, Mac will have to summon help from her Cozy Capers co-investigators and a library's worth of detectives' tips and tricks. For a small town, West Ham is teeming with possible killers, and this is one mystery where Mac is hoping for anything but a surprise ending.
Do you want to get the latest news and updates from the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled? NLS's Patron Engagement section now hosts an announce-only email listserv that will include announcements about NLS programs, services, and products that might be of interest to patrons. New announcements will be posted to the list a few times a week. If you are interested in signing up for this listserv, please send your name and email address to the Patron Engagement section at nlspes@loc.gov. You will be able to unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time.
Are you curious about how to mix a little Braille and chocolate together? Or do you want to learn about copper wrapped into a sculpture? Then you better sign up quick for February's Makerspace Monday, held on February 13th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. This month, we will turn chocolate into a chocolate bar. However, this chocolate bar will be in Braille. And we will top off the night with copper art designs. If you aren't able to join in person, no problem. Just complete the online registration form found at iowalibrary.blog and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link, and the supplies will be mailed directly to your preferred address. please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338 with any questions.
Our Library Chat podcast turned 2 years old in October, and last month, veteran voices from the podcast, Sarah, Leslie, and Denise, handed over the reins to some new voices. Angie, Leland, and Jody, all library staff members, will bring new ideas and fresh perspectives to the podcast. Be sure to check their first one out this month. And don't forget about NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard. It will be on Thursday, February 9th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. This month's topic is Bard Express, and will include a discussion of new features and a demonstration of the upcoming new version release. Please contact the library for the link or call-in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog. And please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323, or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!